Okay, well, Liam, can you just tell me what happened to you this weekend?
Well, basically, I did a static line parachute jump. So as you jump out of the plane, the parachute pulls itself, and like on departure from the plane, my hand got caught in the strings. So I just pulled that out, which is normally that's fine, sorted, problem over. But in my case, some of the strings of the parachute got caught over the top of the canopy, which meant I started to spiral. I looked up and I thought I was just twisted, so I tried to twist myself out. Obviously, that wasn't working, and I started to pick up speed in a spiral. And then they told me to do my emergency procedures, so I cut away my main chute and pulled my reserve. But unfortunately, because the way I was falling, my main chute got wrapped around the reserve chute. Not enough to deflate it, but enough to make it so I didn't have any control. And when I tried to turn, it started to spiral again. So I just did tiny little turns and just, well, hoped I got in the trees.
You were thousands and thousands of feet above the ground.
Yeah, 3,500.
What does that feel like to know that you're falling towards the ground and your parachute isn't working?
You don't have time to panic, to be perfectly honest. I think if I'd panicked, I wouldn't be here. I just did what I was told to do and just hope for the best.
And it was your first skydive, wasn't it?
Yeah, first ever.
So how were you feeling before the jump anyway? Were you nervous to be doing it for the first time?
I wasn't as nervous as I expected, but oh yeah, I was a bit nervous. But my problem was getting out onto the plane on the outside, and that was my problem, not worrying about everything going wrong.
So up until it happened, were you pretty much enjoying the experience?
Yeah, I was looking forward to doing it. I made sure I was on the first plane because I wanted to get up there.
I understand that when you landed, you were close to a fence, you were close to the roof of a church, but you landed in a tree.
Yeah.
Could you steer yourself? Did you have effect how that happened?
Well, when I realised I couldn't like overshoot the church, I just didn't want to hit the church. So when I was over the treetops, I flared, which is like a brake for landing, and so it slows you right down. It can slow you down to like from between 0 and 5 on a normal jump. 5 miles an hour, that is. And I just hoped I hit the trees, and I went into the trees, and I was just suspended about 50 feet in the air. So then I grabbed onto the main trunk and pulled myself in, so in case it broke, I wouldn't fall.
Emergency crews came to rescue you from the tree.
Yeah. One of the people, the employees of the parachute centre, came and rang the fire service.
And how did you feel when you saw them?
Oh, I was relieved I'd be getting out. I was worried they wouldn't be able to find me, because well, I had no idea where I was. I don't know Peterlee, and it's hard to judge where people land from the ground when it's quite far away. So,
It's 2 days on. Has it sunk in what's actually happened? How close you were? The escape you had?
not really. No, it's been a bit shaky like in the morning a little bit, but nothing serious. I'm itching to get back up, to be perfectly honest.
You're getting a lot of attention. Do you sort of feel like you don't want it, you don't need it, that type of thing?
I'm surprised it was so big. It was a story. I didn't think it'd make anything. I just thought I had an unlucky but turned very lucky day. I've got no excuse after that. I've got to get back up in the plane and just have another go.
You just didn't find it scary at all? There wasn't one moment where you
Well,
thought.
yeah, it was scary, but not to the degree of just panicking, because that gets you nowhere. You've just got to deal with the situation that's been given to you and just hope for the best.
And how do you feel towards the. It was Peterlee Parachute
Yeah.
Centre. Have you talked about why this happened?
Yeah, we had a debrief and stuff, but I mean, they hadn't done anything wrong, and it's not my fault. It's just luck of the draw, isn't it, really? It's an extremely rare problem, and they couldn't taught me any better. The fact that I'm here and I've got a scrape on my hand shows you how good their teaching is, so.
You say scrape on the hand, so what are the extent of your injuries? A couple of scrapes, bruises?
Got a scrape on my hand and a bruise on my arm, and that's about it.
And what have your family said about this and your friends?
Obviously, they're very, very worried. I mean, mum and dad are coming up today to see if I'm all right and stuff. But, it's just happy I'm here, happy I'm still alive, because people on the ground said it looked like I'd died, or it looked like I was going to die at some point.
In a way, maybe they're more affected by this than you are. You seem quite
Yeah,
calm.
everyone is more affected by it than I am.
So, what would be your message to other people? Obviously, you've had a near miss. What would you say to other people who are afraid of skydiving?
Just like do it. It's a good egg. I mean, I think I've still like I love the adrenaline rush. I mean, I was pumped for probably a day afterwards. It's don't let that like one problem put you off. I mean, if I can get up there and do it again, I don't see why someone else can't.
And do you have your next jump planned, or is it just as soon as you can?
I think I'm gonna head down to the centre at the weekend. Whether I jump or not, we'll see when I'm there, because the nerves might hit something when I'm there, but. We'll just see how it goes.